President Trump visited Arlington National Cemetery today, laying a wreath to commemorate Veterans Day. It's the first public appearance by the president in almost a week in which changes he made in the top leadership of the military are said to be roiling the Pentagon. First, firing Defense Secretary Mark Esper, which triggered high-level resignations that Trump then filled with loyalists, including a former Fox News regular who referred to President Obama as a terrorist leader. And yesterday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was asked if the State Department is preparing to engage with the Biden transition team and if delaying doing so poses a risk to national security. Pompeo said this.
There will be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration.
William Cohen, a Republican former Secretary of Defense, is here. Secretary Cohen, some say Pompeo was kidding, but it's his job to encourage other countries to have peaceful transitions. How did you see this?
Well, most of the countries around the world have been looking at us in terms of our overt hypocrisy, watching what the president says and does, how he embraces dictators, and then talks about us being a democracy when he mocks members of NATO, our closest allies. And so they've come to expect that this is a president who doesn't respect democratic institutions. What he respects is strongmen, autocratic governments, dictatorships, kings. So I think they know what's going on. This doesn't come as a surprise to them that the Secretary of State would either mock or make fun or take something like this lightly. But it shows the hypocrisy of this administration. But it doesn't come as a surprise to those nations who've been watching us. I've been talking to leaders all over the world. They, upon the election of Joe Biden, breathe a great sigh of relief. They worry about what can be done by the president during the next 70 days, what actions he will take. And it's very clear that he's taking actions that put us at greater jeopardy than ever before when he fires the top professionals in the military and the State Department and all of the agencies. And tries to politicize everyone, including the Postal Service.
Well, what do you worry about what the president might do in what is essentially just a couple of months in office if, you know, all the courts continue to knock back his challenges to the election as they have? You know, take what's been happening at the Pentagon. You were Secretary of Defense in the Clinton administration. The president installing Anthony Tata, who has promoted conspiracy theories, made Islamophobic remarks, called President Obama a terrorist. He's now an undersecretary. Is this just, kind of a payback? Tata had been rejected before when he tried to push him for a role at the Pentagon. Is it just kind of thumbing his nose? Or are you concerned, as others reportedly are, that this could be setting the stage for the president to have loyalists in position so that he could do something like launch an attack on Iran?
Well, the answer is yes to both. I think it is payback. And he also wants sycophants in office, whether at the Pentagon, the State Department, the intelligence community. He wants to be able to do whatever he wants to do and to have people take his orders. When you serve the president, you serve at his pleasure. When you serve as Secretary of Defense or Secretary of State or any of the cabinet positions, you are obligated to carry out the wishes, commands, directions of the President of the United States if you believe they're legal and moral. What he wants people in place who will carry out his wishes, whether it comes up to the line or goes over the line of legality or ethicality. I think what he wants to do is be free during the next 70 days to do whatever he wants to do, whether it is launch an attack against Iran, which I think all of the military would caution him, warn him, and object at least verbally, internally, to his doing that, and leave a mess for President Biden to come in and have to contend with. He basically is throwing as many monkey wrenches into the system to make life that much tougher for Joe Biden, including allowing this virus to go unattended. The real story should not be whether or not the Secretary of State has made a flip statement or a serious statement. It should be that we are sending mobile morgues to states all over the country because the bodies are piling up and they can't handle them. That's the issue that we have to look at right now. What is he doing and what has he failed to do about protecting the American people? So he's going to continue to try to draw attention to him by doing things that are totally deviant from the norm. We keep saying it's not the norm. Well, it's abnormal. It's abnormal behavior, and it's objectionable behavior. But he's been doing it and getting away with it for 4 years now.
Former Secretary of Defense, the Republican William Cohen. Secretary Cohen, thank you.
My pleasure.